You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have 1,000 people, more than 40 countries. People are lying on the bed with all kinds of chronic pain, life-threatening conditions. I call field healing. Everybody know energy field, magnetic field. For example, if you are standing beside the ocean, you can feel the energy. In front of the forest, in front of the mountain, but today you will feel the calligraphy field, made by calligraphy. When you meet anybody remotely and we see each other, you do feel people's heart, their love, their energy. Yes.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, the show where we help you calm your mind, relax your nervous system, and experience the joy of being alive. In today's episode, I chat with the one and only Master Shah, and we will explore Tao calligraphy, Tao healing hands, Qigong, breathing, and the importance of unconditional love. So if you like these topics and you'd like to support our efforts, then make sure that you hit the subscribe button and share this episode with a friend, because if you talk about our show with just one friend, you can change their life. And guess what? Today, Master Shah is going to do a beautiful healing light massage for all of our listeners. And this is going to be a unique experience. So make sure that you stay till the very end. I know that you can sense the energy already. So make sure that you stay till the very end, because we are going to have some fun. With that being said, let's bring on our special guest for today, Master Shah. So Master Zigang Shah is a Tao Grandmaster, healer, teacher, and author of 25 books, including 11 New York Times bestsellers, and has an MD degree in Western medicine from China, and is also a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture. Master Shah has combined the essence of Western medicine with ancient wisdom to create soul, mind, body medicine and Tao teachings to help humanity. He is a grandmaster of several Asian arts, and in 2002 was named Qigong Master of the Year at the 5th World Congress on Qigong. With the creation of Tao calligraphy, he received the highest honors a Chinese calligrapher can receive, being appointed to the position of National Chinese Calligrapher Master, as well as Honorable Researcher Professor by the State Ethnic Academy of Painting in Beijing, China. And he was awarded Top Spiritual Innovator for 2020 by Asian Association of Top Professionals. So Master Shah, welcome on our show, and it's really exciting to have you here.
Thank you. I'm delighted to serve.
Now, firstly, right off the bat, I just wanted to mention that you've got a very calming, pleasant, and healing aura about yourself. You know, there are some people who need to talk about something and then you feel the healing. And some people, like, you can be seated right here We don't need to say anything, and we'll feel the calmness. So I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. Now, later at the end of this your interview, I will do a Tao calligraphy light massage every Saturday 10 to 11. Today is Saturday, this morning. I have 1,000 people, more than 40 countries. People are lying on the bed with all kinds of chronic pain, life-threatening conditions. I call field healing. Everybody know energy field, magnetic field. For example, if you are standing beside the ocean, you can feel the energy. In front of the forest, in front of the mountain, but today you will feel the calligraphy field, made by calligraphy. And thank you for that comment. In fact, you know, when you meet anybody remotely and we see each other, you do feel people's heart, their love, their energy. Yes. Today, your show is 7 chakras. Wonderful. And we can talk that also if you wish. Anything you ask me. Thank you.
Very, very true. I love that you mentioned the importance of the field, because the other day, I'm not sure if you noticed, but at least in Canada, we had the Perseid meteor showers, where everyone was going outdoors and trying to see the shooting stars in the sky. And I went with my friend to the beach. And I just said, you know what, it's such a beautiful thing, because we can feel the ocean, we can feel the skies, we can feel the stars and the planets and all of these things, they have an effect on us, right? Like you pointed out, everything has an effect on us, the energy. And the more you sensitize yourself and you do meditation and Qigong, the more you can feel this beautiful ocean of energy that is around us. Otherwise, you don't feel the energy, right? Because you're so distracted.
Yeah. Yes, you see, every day sun shines. We feel the sun's energy. I said, I want to see this concept. In ancient world, there are 3 words I can share. So the most important to, because your show is so important for the 7 chakras. There are 3 words I want to share with everybody. Video, audio. One is Shen. One is qi, one is jing. Shen includes 3 parts. Shen, S-H-E-N, ancient wisdom. I use this 2 minutes more or less explain all the healing modality is here. Tai Chi, Qigong, Western medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, psychology. Let me explain. Shen includes soul. Soul is spirit. In quantum physics, now they call information. Information or message. And there's a quantum scientist and I, Dr. Ruling, we co-create Tao science. Tao. Sometimes they call Dao. Tao means ultimate source. Mm-hmm. So the quantum fixed information or message, spiritual realm called soul and spirit. Then the second word, Shen, includes heart. Everybody has a heart. This is more than physical heart. For example, does the ocean has a heart? Yes. Now, your soul has 7 energy chakra. Each chakra has a heart. This house we are in the studio has a heart. A mountain has a heart. Mother Earth is one planet. So therefore, everyone, everything has a heart. Heart is a core of life. Another one is called mind. Mind here means consciousness, psychology on here. Millions of people meditation. You talk about Qigong in China, yoga, millions of people. What is the meditation? Meditation is to train our mind, consciousness, generally speaking. There are superficial consciousness, deeper consciousness. there are a subconsciousness, there are a huge consciousness, there are logical consciousness, there's an imaginal consciousness, there are inspirational consciousness, and much more. Big field, mind over matter, mindfulness means mind can make things happen. When you do Qigong, when you do yoga, you use your mind. But I want to say, I wrote a book with another co-author called Soul Over Matter. I believe mind over matter is great, powerful, not enough. Next level for humanity is heart over matter and soul over matter. The relationship is soul number one boss. Soul is the message, information. Soul gave the message to the heart. Heart is the receiver. It's our Tao science. Tao science explained. Receiver. So therefore, for example, I received a song from heaven. Love, peace, harmony. For example, let me sing a little bit. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join heart and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Your Mother Earth, millions of people sing this. This is the information. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join heart and souls together. Love, peace, harmony. Love, peace, harmony. We have lovepeaceharmony.org. This is some free gifts. You can download so many heart-touching story. Heart, oh, I like it. Receiver. Mind is a processor. Process. Then we know qi is energy. The mind leads to the energy meditation. When you put your mind on the kidney, energy will go there. When you put your mind in the lower dantian, qigong, and the message send the heart chakra. So where do you put your mind? Where energy go? Where energy go, matches blood. Blood follow. So the relationship is amazing. Leads heart. Heart leads mind. Mind leads energy. Energy leads matter. Qigong is on the qi level. And the psychology on the mind level. Modern medicine is on the matter. Cells, biochemical change. If you have a cyst, tumor, cancer, operation. So therefore, modern medicine is on a matter level. Traditional Chinese medicine, yoga, qigong, is on the qi level. Meditation also related with the mind over matter. But the key is the soul over matter. So that is a little report. But how people get sick? See here, at the soul level, I am upset. Some people are making me upset. And my heart feel hurt. My mind think negative. Then the body energy matter affected. So therefore, negative emotion, anger, depression, anxiety, sadness, fear. So all the negative information cause finally pain, tumor, cancer, relationship, financial blockages. Therefore, to transform all life, transform at the soul level, much more than mind and heart houses the mind and the soul. The key is working on the soul and the heart level. Everything follow. That is the universal law. In my Tao Science book, it's called Shen Qi Jing Universal Law. It's not American law. It's not Canada law. Universal law.
Love it, love it. Thanks a lot for sharing and for that explanation. And listeners, so Master Shah actually drew these beautiful diagrams to explain to us the subtle differences between different types of energy depending on how refined they are. One is the Jing, one is the Qi, then there's Shen. And what he was implying, I believe, is that if there's a problem in your life, a lot of times you try to resolve it at the physical level. But oftentimes, you need to go deeper into the mind or even beyond that at the soul level, because once you address something at the soul level, then everything seems to be better. But if you address it only at the cellular, at the blood level, like modern Western medicine, that's when the issue is not really resolved. So thanks a lot, Master for sharing this explanation with us. And I'm sure that our listeners are able to, you know, get an idea right now. But let's go to the very beginning. You were born in the province of Shaanxi in China, right? So could you talk to us about life back then?
Okay.
How was your early childhood?
Thank you. So when I was at the age of 5, I caught a cold. My parents brought me to the doctor. They gave me a penicillin injection. I did not get a react right away. And they brought me back. Then my parents went to work. I suddenly was in coma. Turned to a coma condition. My grandmother and the mother said, so scared. Right away, went to our neighbor. One neighbor was the acupuncturist. He came in, right away, put a needle here under the nose. If anybody happens to knowledge, when anybody get a coma, suddenly lost consciousness, make sure put your thumb here, pinch there, under the nose. This is a connect with the brain. It's a life-saving technique. Then they put the one needle here, I wake up. That was the experience at the age 5. So at the age 6, I went to the park with my parents. I think everybody know Tai Chi. You talk about Qigong, Chinese Tai Chi, it's internal Kung Fu, Shaolin, forceful, external Kung Fu. You know very well. Many people know that. So the grandmaster taught a few disciples, it's called touching hands exercise. Master and disciple hand to touch hand, then they make a circle like this. Some people can see, some people just listen in audio. Then they make a circle. The master, little move the hand like this, no force at all, very gentle, you cannot see anything. The disciple flew the way for 15 feet, leave the floor. I just ran to the master. I said, yeah. No Chinese, yeah, means grandfather. For respect, I mean, he's 70, 80 years old. You know, I'm just 6 years old. I said, yeah. I want to learn this. And he looked at me for a while. And he shook his head. I said, no. You are too young. You know, imagine a tiny guy at age 6, of course, too young. Then I put my hand as a prayer plate, like a beggar him. Yeah. I really want it. Can you imagine? I didn't know why. Now I understand. My soul guided me. Yeah. Soul is the boss. And people may not realize. You think mind want it, but you may not know soul is the real boss. Anyway, we can talk further. Then the master's grandmaster said, I want to see your parent. I run to my parents. I hold their arms. I said, Baba, Mama, I want to learn this. With the great support of my parents, I started my journey for Tai Chi learning at the age 6. But I want to say one action. You standing here, make your leg very wide. Keep your position wide, standing there. Then teacher said, do not move. Stay there. Okay. Then you stay 5 minutes, okay? And then later, you know, it's 10 minutes, you feel tired already. Quite tired. Teacher, means do not move. Then later, you know, you study 20 minutes, you give this little shaking. Because it's very widely open your leg. I was trained by patience, courage, and trust, strength. Just imagine at 86, I was trained by this quality. Usually a child does not receive this kind of training. So at age 10, I started Qigong. You talk about Qigong. Chinese, Qi means energy, Gong means practice. It's a meditation, a standing style, and a sitting style, lying style, and many, many styles. I learned Qigong. Then at age 12, I learned Shaolin Kung Fu, Shaolin Boxing, Shaolin Sticks. Then later I studied Yi Jing. Everybody know Chinese Yi Jing and Feng Shui. I was so honored China Authority University, world-renowned professor, world-renowned authority Qigong professor was my master, and I studied Buddhism, Taoism, the mountain, and the mountain with the monk, or spiritual master. Later, I studied modern medicine as MD, traditional Chinese medicine as acupuncture, herbalist. So I spoke this, you asked me my childhood, mm-hmm. because they are all gave me the opportunity. I could summarize the essence of 5,000 years energy, spiritual healing, mm-hmm. including Tai Chi, Qigong, Yi Jing, Feng Shui, modern medicine, Western medicine, the knowledge. I put them together. Now I offer self-healing. The message is, I have the power to heal myself. You have the power to heal yourself. Together, we have the power to heal the world.
Action Tribe, we're going to take a few moments to thank our sponsors because they are supporting us today. Action Tribe, our food system is fundamentally broken. And if you look around, it is making us weak and sick at scale. And the folks at Uprising Food have a solution to this. They've taken one of our favorite foods, sliced bread, and have cracked the code on healthy bread. You simply can't find something this healthy and something that tastes this good and fresh. They've sent me their sampler bundle pack, which includes 4 single serve packs of Freedom Chips. That comes in 2 flavors, savory rye and sea salt. And unlike conventional chips where you feel guilty about the oil, the salt, and the fat, these chips are actually really healthy for you and they taste amazing. And the bread comes in 2 cubes that you need to slice. And I gotta say that I loved slicing their bread because it was so firm and fresh. Only 2 net carbs per serving, 6 grams of protein and 9 grams of fiber. And they've got all the buzzwords from paleo, clean keto, simple low carb to high fiber and dairy free. Uprising has made prebiotic fiber delicious, and their patent pending breakthrough in psyllium husk activation makes fantastic digestive health absurdly easy for all of us. All Uprising products are baked with real superfood ingredients, almonds, MCT oil, apple cider vinegar, egg white, psyllium husk, and olive oil, stuff that is really, really good for you. But their vision is much more than the products that they have right now. Their mission is to liberate all of us from the broken food system and upgrade our bread experience, bringing bread back to the table for us all. And if a biohacker and a high-end farm market baker had a baby, it would be Uprising Foods. But you have to try them out and really experience this type of bread and their chips. Go to uprisingfood.com and use code AJ to get $10 off their starter bundle. It's kind of like a mini trip to the grocery store, minus all the unhealthy distractions that you see. And they ship directly to your door. That's uprisingfood.com and use my code AJ to get $10 off your first order. That's uprisingfood.com and use my code AJ to get $10 off your order. Once again, uprisingfood.com, use promo code AJ to try out this brand new way of enjoying sliced bread and crunchy, healthy chips. And now back to our episode. Wonderful, wonderful. I love the story and I love the way you share it. And as you were sharing that story, I could just imagine how much power that person, your master, was able to generate, even though he was so elderly. There's this quote that says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, right? When the student is ready, yes, the master will appear. And I'm sure people are listening to this episode and going, hey, it's been 30 years. It's been 40 years. It's been 50 years. I've not met a master, right? So maybe you were either very ready at a very young age, or were you ready from a previous lifetime? As you look back, was it that you were ready from a previous lifetime, and then when you were born in this lifetime, you didn't take much time, only 5 years, and then you were ready to meet the master?
Yeah, I think, thank you for, I got so many interviews. Very rare people like you. Definitely you're a very special spiritual being. If you mention a past life, yes, I definitely answer you yes for your all the audience, because I teach open spiritual channels. I have taught thousands of people, create 5,000 energy spiritual healer. My teachers, they do a consultation by the past life reading. You did a good job. You made a mistake. And how can you transform your life? You are right. In the spiritual world called negative karma, positive karma. In Tao science, it's called positive information, negative information. I want everybody to know you believe karma wonderful, you believe scientific message wonderful. The root cause for success and the failure is at the soul level. Soul level is karma, is message. That you touch the root. Mm-hmm. That's the point.
Very, very interesting. and you mentioned that your, you know, the skills and the practices and what you practice and teach are stem from 5,000, maybe more than that as well, right? 5,000 years back. So talk to us a bit about the origins of Taoism. Because some of our listeners know, some of our listeners don't know. But then you have Qigong, you have Tai Chi, and you have the calligraphy that we're going to go into very soon. But talk to us a bit about the origins of Taoism, or at least what we know so far.
Yes, thank you for to share that. In Chinese culture, there are three cultures. Taoism is from China. Everybody know. 5,000, in fact, is much more.
Yeah.
Because in history, you know, even the scientists said Mother Earth has, the humanity has to be all die, come back again, die again, come back again. No, creation, there's a creation wisdom there. So there are, for Mother Earth, not only this in China, 7,000 years ago, in a tomb, they found some turtle. Above the, back of the turtle, there's a special sign. Now they found out probably 7,000 years ago, this is the first sign, signal, related with some special messages. They call Ba Gua. You heard about Yi Jing, Ba Gua, at the back of the turtle. So therefore, Mother Earth is much, much more than 5,000, but this turn about 5,000 years, because longer, we don't have a record here. Mm-hmm. So therefore, and I totally agree with you. The message that the Taoism just 5,000 years ago. And also, everybody know India Buddha. The prince Buddha created Buddhist teaching. Sijia Moni is Buddha. In China, has Kongzi, Confucius. So therefore, Taoism from China, Buddha teaching come to China, become a major culture. China Confucius. So therefore, China has three culture. Some people think religions, but they are culture also.
Very, very interesting. And I love that you mentioned that it's a religion, but it also is a culture. I think the West sometimes gets confused because they separate religion from culture. But I think in the East, culture and religion are one and the same, right? Especially in India like also.
Now you're Indian. It's like this. Culture, like Lao Tzu, Tao Te Ching. You know, many people know Jesus, Bible. Many people know Lao Tzu, Tao Te Ching, wise man. You know, country. For example, the prime minister of Germany gave a calling to all the German to read the Tao Te Ching. Nobel Prize recipients in Japan said that our science did not follow Lao Tzu's Tao Te Ching teaching. Otherwise, our science will be different. Everybody know science has a major issue. It's atomic bomb issue, all the issue. We know that. So therefore, so I want everybody to know. This Lao Tzu's ancient wisdom, Tao Te Ching, Buddhist, the Confucius, they are the culture. Lao Tzu, Tao Te Ching does not talk about religions. It's many years later, some people honor Lao Tzu. They try to create the Taoism. It's, Lao Tzu is our original founder. No, they want to use Lao Tzu's name. Lao Tzu's renowned philosopher. Tao Te Ching knows such religions. It's later people use his name, create Taoism. I want the people to understand for that. That's why the philosopher, Taoism, and the Tao religion, different story. Thank you.
And speaking about philosophy and a way of looking at life, you talk about the 10 Da, right? The 10
yes.
Da, what are they? And maybe
okay, good.
You can tell us
thank
a bit
you
more
so
about
much.
That.
You study my my teaching. So I received the message many years ago when I was in Los Angeles. I traveled around the worldwide for more than 20 years. And in a hotel, and about 1 a.m., I meditate. And in fact, I received the message, 10 Da. 10 Da means greatest. I just give the essence of your time issue. First is Da I, greatest love. I give you one sentence. Greatest love melts all blockages. Think about when baby crying, mother, oh, darling, your baby feel better. When people feel sad, you hug them, you talk with them. Therefore, everybody, love melts all blockages. We know that everybody needs love. Second, Da Quan Shu. Da Quan Shu means the greatest the forgiveness. Everybody know relationship is such issue. Divorce, fighting, husband and wife, girlfriend, a boyfriend, and with a family, relatives, with a friend, organization, religions. Therefore, Da Quan Shu, I forgive you. You forgive me. Bring love, peace, harmony. Such a deep wisdom. Therefore, Da Quan Shu, bring love, peace, harmony. Greater forgiveness. Third is Da Ci Bei. I think you heard Guan Yin, Universal Mother Guan Yin, like Mother Mary. They are unique. Mother Mary Christianity is Guan Yin's Buddhism. But they are the Universal Mother. Millions of people follow that. Why? Mother Mary love, Guan Yin's compassion. Da Ci Bei. Ci Bei means compassion. Guan Yin is compassion Buddha. And therefore, compassion, Ci Bei, boost the energy, stamina, vitality, immunity. Da Ci Bei. Next one is Da Guang Ming. Everybody see the studio light, the sun, a universal light, the source light, light the hills, transform all. The number five, Da Qian Bei, greatest humility. Ego is number one enemy for physical life, for soul journey. If anybody get an ego, you are going to go downhill. Ego, really pay attention to avoid, prevent, transform ego. Da Qian Bei. So next one, Da He Xie, greatest harmony. So there's an ancient word, three people join the heart together, that the strength can cut the golden bar, which means we need to join the heart soul together. Three people heart, so together, the stress is very special. That's why harmonize the family, harmonize the society, harmonize the country. Number seven is Da Chang Sheng. Chang Sheng means flourishing, greatest flourishing. Number eight is Da Gan En, greatest gratitude. Gratitude is the key for progress of life. Number nine is Da Fu, greatest service. The purpose of life is to serve in all my book, in a forward beginning. The purpose of life is to serve. I have committed my life to this purpose. To serve is to make others happy and healthier. To serve is to enlighten and empower others. So the number 10, Da, is Da Yuan Man, greatest enlightenment. We have the physical life, what the Buddha teaching, what the Lao Tzu teaching. Physical life is important, but the more important is our soul journey. So therefore, in the physical life, during its life, try to uplift, enlighten our soul. What does it mean to enlighten our soul? Is after our physical life transition, our soul can be connect, go back to the source. That is the essence of Tan Da.
Wow, that is amazing. I'm sure our listeners are listening to what you're sharing. And these are beautiful words. And just when you hear these words, it has an influence and it inspires you in terms of how you can live your life now. But for the benefit of our listeners, I'm going to state that again. And you mentioned love. I mean, who doesn't want love, right? That touch, that pat, that hug. You can. It's beyond words. But love, forgiveness, right? No matter if somebody has hurt you or not, or you've had like a difficult childhood or upbringing, and somebody has not done good to you, but you always have the opportunity to forgive. Compassion, experiencing the light, sunshine that's always free and available to everybody. Humility, harmony, flourishing, experiencing gratitude and giving gratitude towards fellow people in your life. Service, right? There's something about service.
Yeah.
When you serve and you want to help people and you want to uplift them, there's something magical about that. And ultimately enlightenment, realizing that you are not this physical baggage. You are experiencing this physical journey, but deep down you are on a soul's journey. So thank you so much for building that foundation for our interview. And I'm sure now our listeners are in a better perspective to understand what we are about to discuss. So, Master Shah, what is Tao calligraphy? Help us understand that.
Perfect. We talk about Tao is ultimate source. In Laozi, Tao De Jing, Laozi said, we live between heaven and earth. Heaven belongs to yang, earth belongs to yin. You know Chinese yin-yang concept. So who created heaven and earth? You will ask, how this heaven, earth, countless planets, mothers are only one planet, stars, galaxies, universes were formed. So therefore, in the modern science, boom, big bang, everything happened. That is a modern way. But the Laozi, ancient way, listen Laozi way, how heaven and earth formed. People are interested, really? Let me hear. Laozi said that before heaven and earth were formed, so they're a blurred condition. Blurred, one is a blurred condition. Within the blurred condition, there are two kinds of energy within. One is qing qi. Qi means energy. Qing means clean. Clean energy. The other is zhuo qi. Blurred, disturbed energy. These two energy mixed. They are not distinguished. It's called oneness condition. And of course, huge. They stay for eons. They wait for the qi transformation, energy transformation, for eons, millions, billions of years. Then, when the time ready, the clean energy rises to form the heaven. The disturbed energy falls to form the Mother Earth. This is how heaven and the Mother Earth were formed. Mm-hmm. That heaven and the Mother Earth interact to create the soul. Soul is a light beam. Everybody will have a body, mind, spirit. People may not know the spirit is a light beam inside our body. So there's a lot of deep wisdom. We may not have time to go deeper for that. So therefore, I just want to know heaven, earth together, create a soul. Then, of course, the creator create a human being in different religions, different culture, have a different explanation. But we are the human being already. Mm-hmm. We live between heaven and earth. But heaven and earth are created by Tao. You ask me to explain the Tao calligraphy is I connect with ultimate source, which is the creator for heaven and earth. So when I do the calligraphy, then I connect, they put the love light, invisible, because Tao is invisible. You can see us now, we can touch a chair, see the screen, but Tao cannot be seen. So therefore, but the Tao is exist. When I do the calligraphy, they put the love light, the frequency, vibration, Therefore, this calligraphy carries source love light. Remember, we said the love melts all blockage, time greatest quality, light heals transform, and everybody understand the frequency vibration. But in one sentence, positive information, I said, energy and matter. So this calligraphy, like a portal, connect with heaven, Tao. So therefore, there are invisible information, energy, matter. Then when you have a shoulder pain, back pain, tumor, cancer, trauma, so when this light, when this field comes into the shoulder, your back, your breast cancer, the light can wash away the negative information. You know, always I used to wear to explain the car wash. Mm-hmm. You drive the car to the store, when you drive it out, okay, car is clean. Mm-hmm. But this light come into the body. So therefore, every Saturday at 10 to 11 in the drshad.com, I welcome you. First time is free. I have 1,000 people worldwide. More than 40 countries. Lie down 1 hour. This morning I did. So today I'm giving a few minutes later at the end to offer this service for all the listeners. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. So based on what you're sharing, the calligraphy allows you to, in a way, tap into your source and bring forth a stream of light that washes through you. And depending on where you put your awareness, your consciousness, you're able to heal yourself. And I noticed, some of the videos in which you demonstrate how this is. It's very fascinating. But could you give us a glimpse into when somebody begins to, do these wavy, beautiful movements, what's going on inside energetically? And when one begins to, engage in that movement, so to speak.
Yes, this is the book. I have 25 books, but this book I suggest. This book called Tao Calligraphy Healing Field, an information system with six secret Tao technique to empower you to heal and transform your life. Mm-hmm. So that's a calligraphy. The question is, how do you do that? Watch here. I can write even maybe here, even better, more bigger for everybody.
Yeah.
And what a calligraphy here is a Da I, two words. This is the original word, Da.
Okay.
Da means the greatest. This is Chinese way. This is Chinese word. So the English is from A to Z. Chinese is like a Heng, horizontal. Shu, vertical. Pie, go this side, not go this side. So therefore, this is called component. See, 1, 2, 3, component. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. This is 13 component. This is 3 component. So the calligraphy here, the calligraphy see this. Calligraphy I do, watch. Mm-hmm. For different component, just one, watch. One is writing. One chi here. Then you ask me how to explain to the new participant, put the 5 finger together. Mm-hmm. So this 5 finger, everybody know the energy meridians, energy pathway. They all connect with the 5 tip of the finger. So this one, earth element, this wood element, this fire, this is a metal, this is kidney. There's a lot of wisdom here. Earth element, spleen, stomach, muscles, mouth, lips, gums, liver, wood element, liver, gallbladder, eyes, whole body, tendon, emotional anger. This middle finger is a fire element, heart, small intestine, whole blood vessels, tongue, and also emotional depression, anxiety, COVID-19. Lung, large intestine, whole body, skin, grief, nose, breathing. So this is a baby finger's water element. Kidney, including kidney, urinary bladder, whole body, bone, and also fear, emotional fear, and also ear. So therefore, when you hold the hand together, you connect with wood, fire, earth, mental, water, and the whole body. Then you connect with the calligraphy. And like this. Normally, see the way, okay. I use different color. Like when you put your finger here, I use trace like this, follow me. Like this. And just follow, see here, you follow, exactly follow the way, follow my red color. You follow, Da'ai, now book inside teach you. Da'ai, greatest love melts all blockage. Da'ai. You know, I give example in New York. We work with a pain specialist, 40 pain people. You know, everyone took painkiller. Pain specialist, people from cancer, inflammation, trauma, arthritis, and all kind of pain. By 3 months research, everybody half hour treats like this. Mm-hmm. Can you believe afterwards the report and they went to the medical conference, very heart touching result. Some people are with decades, many painkiller completely gone just by 3 months, every day half hour. This is the book. So therefore, also inside give you so many wisdom. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I answer you, connect, because this is a field. It's mm-hmm. a portal. When you do like this, okay, dear calligraphy, Da'ai, could you heal me? Whatever you wanted. Yep. Emotional, physical, okay, that's it.
Amazing, amazing. So I'm sure, go ahead, please.
Okay, I said that this is one calligraphy, Liang, you give the wall. Everybody see my wall on Saturday, watch.
Oh.
This is a whole calligraphy. So therefore, it's a huge portal. When you are ready, I give everybody a healing for 5 to 7 minutes. Can we do a healing now? How do you feel now? Is it right time to do that?
It depends on you. I mean, we were planning for it to be done towards the end of the show, just when people are sort of gotten to know all the fundamentals and then ready to experience it.
We wait a little bit. Liang回来. Go ahead and we do at the end.
Okay.
And continue your questions, please.
Yeah. So for somebody who is fascinated right now and is listening to you describe the process, I'm sure they might be thinking in their minds, when you're doing this calligraphy, are you inscribing certain special characters that induce this healing? Or are you writing down one the 10 dars that you explained before? Or what are you inscribing over here? Maybe somebody is thinking in their mind.
Okay, if I understand you well, it's depends on message.
Yeah.
For example, 10 dars, where you said great love. For example, if I write like this, this is good health. And the message, 健康. Then if people are and longevity, this is longevity message. Then people just da-da-da-da-da tracing. So therefore, I want to see there are endless message.
Okay.
Depends on what the message you want to give. But the Tanda is a signature course. You can never tell the people who are not understanding Chinese, you have countless. Give them 10 only. But the 10 carry great power and the people experience. Of course, we have dog calligraphy course, people can learn more spiritual blessing, physical body, emotional blessings. I want everybody to know that's a real story. In Los Angeles, there's a sports wine market. A man has probably, $1 or $2 million a year, that kind of millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
But he met me 10 years ago. He wanted me to write a calligraphy. I did it for this.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody watch. Dao ye changsheng. Changsheng, flourishing. Dao ye is source, career, flourishing. Then this man put my calligraphy in his office. Every day, 10 minutes, just exactly learn how to trace this. You know what happened? By 1.5 year, he made $60 million. Now, just we interview, I have a Facebook show on Monday, just last week, Monday, we interviewed him. He said, Master Shah, before I met you, I lost $100 million US dollars.
Mm.
Now I made the money multiplied money. Just imagine. And he said, Master Shah, I will give you credit from my heart, because since every day I do this one, everything, this money come effortless. I do not say I'm the only one to do everything. You know, he said very heart touching. He said, Master Shah, your blessing not only to me get a financial flourishing, my awareness, my wisdom, the way I see the things, my family, my wife, my friend, think, how come you're a different being? He said, I can share with you, Tao calligraphy carry the field. Like we talk about field, it's a positive information, energy matter. Bless money, of course, is one part of life. Money is energy, but money is not all. He said, Master Shah, the calligraphy has blessed me much more than money. I want everybody to know, this is the book. Please, if you can get one book and the calligraphy, and you will be delighted. Like of course, your interviewer, he does the seven chakras, qigong. But if you want to expose and the energy healing, spiritual healing, ancient secret, the Shen Qi Jing, universal law, five element, the book is very thin, but a lot of wisdom for you. To try.
For sure, we'll definitely have the link in the show notes as well, so that people can get this book. Because from what you described, what I'm getting is one of the steps, I guess, is identifying where the blockage is for the person, and then connecting with the intention behind the phrase or the character that you gave this person who was experiencing blockages in his finances. And through repetition and connecting with that word each and every day, you mentioned for that amount of time, he was able to unlock more abundance into his life. So I love that.
Yes.
Love that story.
How do you work? Only remember, everybody, listeners, one sentence.
Yeah.
Financial blockage, relationship challenge, and sickness, including pain, inflammation, tumor, cancer. One sentence. I study modern medicine, so many courses, traditional Chinese medicine, all kind of medicine. We all know all. But in my teaching, one sentence. All the life challenges, health, relationship, finances, negative information, energy, matter. Mm-hmm. How do you transform, give a positive? Where's the positive in the universe? Connect. Some people believe God, some people believe Buddha, some people believe holy saints, Lama, Guruji, universal light. But me, it's just a little unique. I just put a calligraphy, gathered universal light, gathered the spiritual light, gathered the source light. That's why light, tanda, tan, great quality. So therefore, it's like a port, a field. When you're tracing, the light come in. The man, every day, 10 minutes, because the positive information energy coming to wash away the blockages. Then the opportunity come, money. And he said, not only money, health, relationship, family relationship, smartness, intelligence. Therefore, one sentence, calligraphy, field, work, because it bring the positive information, energy, matter, love, light, frequency, vibration, can wash. I said a car wash. This is a light wash. Just one sentence. Positive information, energy, matter could remove negative information, energy, matter. All the challenging life is negative information, energy, matter. Shen Qi Jing, universal law. That is a highly summarized one sentence for all life transformation.
Now, I noticed that when you're doing this calligraphy, you just use one stroke, right? And it's called one stroke calligraphy. So is there any significance or philosophy behind using just one stroke as opposed to, doing multiple strokes and taking the pen up and down?
Yes. The very important is think our body. Liver, heart, spleen, and kidneys, but they're all internal connected. So think about the one word. I give example. Maybe a little deep. For example, I sit here. I is love. It's love. Mm-hmm. This love, When we teach people, if some people write like, watch, if some people write like this, watch. If people write like this, the person has a blockage here. Too small.
Right.
Unbalanced head area. If some people write like this, watch. So therefore, watch. Some people, you have trouble here. Just by your writing, we know where's your blockage. Then what happened, you know, we went to the big organization for the CFO board members, their back pain, shoulder pain. We asked them to write a simple word like this. Da is one word. You know, some people write like this. Yeah, write it with your both leg, not balanced. Some okay. people write like this. And I want to say, your writing carried, this is a blocked message. If we see this, we just like that, watch. We do a correction. We have the tape. Today we don't have time to show that. People use the king, hua, in 1 second, remove the king. People shocked. People said, wow, what possible? It's like a magic show. It's not a magic. 1 sentence, positive information energy matter could transform a negative information matter. So therefore, at the end, I will do 5 minutes dollar at my start. Nothing I can guarantee, but I have a thousand heart-touching results. I wish you get something.
So Action Tribe, we'll be posting the video as well on our YouTube channel later on. So make sure you check the video as well, because what Master Shah is doing is, in addition to talking, he also has this beautiful digital board nearby him, and he's explaining and he's drawing and he's demonstrating exactly how this calligraphy works. So make sure you check that out also. Now, Master Shah, let's talk a bit about Tao healing hands now. When was the first time you discovered your ability to heal someone, or maybe yourself, with your hands? Maybe where were you? What were you doing? And what exactly happened then? If you can take us back in time.
Yeah, I wrote a book. I wrote a book called Divine the Healing Hand. That's just everybody has a hand. Why I called Divine the Healing Hand before is because I was trained since childhood on a spiritual journey, and my teacher trained me how to connect with beloved God, and the divine gave me such a heart touching result. Let me share with everybody in the Omega Institute in New York. So when I give a teaching, one person has a hips pain. You know, she's with him for the, and everybody know, have the hip replacement working temple. Then, you know, because my spiritual channel open, I connect with the divine, with the Buddha, saints. And I hear very clear. I hear from divine heaven said, change the hips. And then you did, what does it mean? I have no idea. What does it mean? Change the hips. I'm not a doctor. We cannot go to operation table. They said, no. It's not a medical operation. It's to do a soul transplant. That's my main expertise. Maybe the book didn't mention enough here. Now thousands of people know. Soul transplants, I connect with the divine heaven. They put the light bulb. Put the light bulb. I can see very clear. The light bulb. Then we do a few minutes of practice, the lady ins and the better. I just want to share you one story. Go to drshah.com, go to Facebook. There are so many heart-touching stories. I just share one story. One liver, a lawyer in Romania, liver cancer, 3 years from breast to the liver. You know how big? 80% covered by liver. When anybody heard this, she went to U.S., many other countries, find the top oncologist. We honor all the professionals.
Right.
Everybody shake the head. You know, everybody imagine 80% of liver cancer.
Yeah.
Then what happened? Yeah. Exactly, I'm in this studio. We have the workshop in the Netherlands. So therefore, she was the choosing demo. You know, I didn't see the person. Then I do the calligraphy, and I transmit the light bulb, and a light bulb come in. Within 2 months of practice, cancer from 80% to small dots on the mammary brain. Then later, another few months, completely gone. Now we have to follow up already 1 or 2 years, complete heal. Mm. You ask me Tao healing hand. If I do not give a story, I cannot explain. Tao healing hand, divine healing hand, is not our physical hand. It's I'm given honor from heaven. People register, put the hand here. Then, transmission, the hands come in. Then you, dear Tao healing hand come out. Then the invisible light hand come out. That is the transmission. So that I have created more than 5,000 Tao healing hand, including more and more medical professional. I just give one story. Doctor of psychology, Dr. Monique, we made a documentary for him. One day he got a phone call and ready to be so shocked. Her sister suicide, killed herself. And she's so sad. She was so sad. She stopped her professional coach work and she went to study psychology because she wanted to help the people like her sister. After she became a psychologist, she still feel very limited solution for suicidal, for depression, anxiety. You know what happened? And later she found a neurosurgeon, it's our teacher, Dr. Peter. And she came in, introduced him to Kimmy to learn the Tao healing hand. You talk about Tao healing hand. Then after she learned this, because the Tao healing hand is the source, the light hand. When you send out, for example, in my here, I send it to you, the light was inside. You can see, cannot see, the no matter. Mm-hmm. And you can send a hand to anybody you wish. So she, a doctor of psychology, used Tao healing hand. Have already consulted hundreds of clients. She said that just blow her mind away as a doctor of psychology. She said that's why she's so passionate. We made a video documentary for her. I have quite a few more and more medical professionals because just not too long ago, MD. MD in Toronto area receive Tao hand. A person has a COVID, use the machine, and a serious condition. Doctor said very serious. In 1 day, took out the respiratory machine. Doctor said that this person cannot walk. She said the person works very well, eat very well, and she said, "I want everybody to know one time healing of Tao healing hand." I'm the new Tao healing hand healer. We have thousands of heart-touching stories. Imagine 5,000 healers. If everybody create one story, how many? So therefore, our Tao healing hand, more and more people now, we have Tao science. Dr. Ruling teach all kinds of medical professionals, already more than 100 people will take Tao hands training. Professional people, more and more. Mm-hmm. That's the Tao hands.
Thanks a lot for sharing that with us. And it's it's fascinating the way you described it, how you are able to, and all your practitioners as well, draw first the energy, right, from source. And then once you are able to channel that, then you transmit the energy into the person.
This is a person recipients.
Yeah.
Do not have this energy. I was given this honor to gather light hand, put on you, than your old hands. This hand you can use anytime. If you do not give the healing hand, anybody can connect with the divine. Anybody can connect with the source. But this is a unique channel, full put in, that you owe this. Then we train you how to use. That's called Tao healing hand. Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning of our interview, you said heal the soul first, right? And then healing of the mind and the body will follow right after that. And, you know, recently I had a couple of conversations with some friends, and there's one of my friend, at least right now, does not believe in the concept of the soul. And obviously there are different types of people in life, right? Some people believe it, some people have had experiences, and some people, for some reason or the other, maybe this is not their path right now. You know, they don't believe in the soul, and they feel that, you know, right after a person, expires, they just cease to exist, right? So from your perspective, And I'm sure you must have come across many people in your life, right? From all walks of life. You said MDs and doctors and scientists. So from your point of view, where's the proof of the soul existing? How can we tell for sure that we continue our journey even after, you know, death?
Yes. I want to say soul is invisible. How did I create the Tao science? Is Dr. Ruling is a quantum physics researcher. She studied with me with Tao, you know, traditional Tao for longevity, for healing. And I, of course, like you said, the soul is the boss. And she told me, she said, Master Sha, I feel quantum physics can explain soul.
Okay.
I said, how? Then she explained a wave. In quantum physics, wave function is a scientific formula. This is their way. She presented this one to the their physics conference. Also, you know, everybody know since her childhood, she studied in a university, one of the top universities in China. Then she went to UC Berkeley as a PhD for physics.
Mm-hmm.
She had a dream for grand unification. Some people know, some people may not know. Grand unification means one formula can explain everything. Like our beloved Einstein. We all know Einstein has E mc squared. So E is energy. This M is matter. Remember just now I said the Shen?
Yes.
Shen is soul, heart, and mind. Qi is energy. Jing is matter. So beloved Einstein, watch out. Beloved Einstein, matter, energy. So therefore, but the Einstein relativities have not include the Shen part.
Mm.
So therefore, our parts now, our formula already now, we try to explain the grandification. She used the mathematical formula. It takes time to mainstream science to realize. S is here, Shen, and Qi, and Jing, equals one. This is our grand unification formula. S plus E plus M equals one. So therefore, we are sharing this one to the mainstream scientist academy. It takes time to explain. We believe this is a very unique finding, but we have to wait for them. We have many articles, 20, 30 already, but still to get finally you know, the countryside, you know, the top scientists have to take a little time, but we are working for the directions. S plus E plus M equals one. Shen, Qi, Jing, He, Yi. This one is the field, source field. For example, heaven and earth, yang and yin. Yang and yin are one. Man is yang, woman is yin, one. There's only one couple. Humanity, 7.8 billion people are one. Human, earth, heaven, source. Mother Earth is one planet. Countless planets, stars, galaxies, universes are what? One is a concept. Soul, heart, mind, energy, matter of everyone, everything. Finally, one is a field. So that is our Tao science major founding. And also this Tao healing hand we talk is download a field, a light hands. Then there's a committee here, Buddha sense. When you offer the healing, then the light come up. It's like a channel connect with a special channel, special team, divine, the Buddha sense. Mm-hmm. When you use Tao hand, then they do the job. In fact, you do not do. The light goes out, lights do the job. And the calligraphy is also a portal. Why turn on? They come down to heal you. I'm just a servant.
Right.
I'm always position myself as a servant. So the power is not you. Tao calligraphy is not me. Tao hands is not me. It's the committee. I'm just a messenger to deliver this power. That's the point.
I love what you shared there, and I appreciate you explaining this on the digital board as well. And you know what comes to my mind is there are so many things and ways in which the universe operates right now that we maybe do not understand, or maybe we do not have a principle or a theory for, right? Or maybe the theories that we have are not enough. Like you mentioned, Einstein had a model, but he did not consider the spiritual essence. And then now you're working with the scientists and doctors and the mathematicians, maybe the quantum physicists, to put together a theory that really operates and works for the universe as we know it. So I appreciate you using your influence and using the connections that you have to bring science and spirit together, because I think that's what we need, so that people can really understand that, you know, death is not the end, and that they are truly more powerful than they can begin to imagine. So I love this, and we'll start the demo, the wonderful light massage demo that we have. But before that, I've got one question for you, if I may. As someone who's been in this field for so many decades and has written many books, New York Times bestsellers, you've learned from the masters and teachers and experienced a lot of what life has to offer. So based on where you are right now, what according to you is the true nature of reality? What we see, what we smell, what we touch and hear, is this the only reality? Or are there many other dimensions and portals as well?
Okay. Mother Earth is in a third dimension.
Okay.
So Buddha, saints on the fourth dimension. Mm. Our God in the fifth dimension. They are much higher. Our God has layers, but you only believe it's one God. Wonderful. But even now the science talk about the multiple dimension.
Mm.
So therefore, calligraphy is connect with the ultimate dimension. So therefore, infinite layers. Therefore, also we all can connect with all dimension. Depends your awareness, depends your service. The more you want to serve humanity, you total give your service.
Okay.
That higher dimension come to you. Not everybody can access for that. So therefore, Jesus, Buddha, Guanyin, unique, why they give their life for service. So therefore, you want to be a really powerful healer, servant, you make sure serve. Serve unconditionally. That's the point.
I feel like that message was for me. So thanks a lot for sharing. And so whenever you're ready, we can start the light massage demonstration.
Okay, everybody do like this. Sit down properly, just 5 minutes. Put the one hand on navel, the other palm for if you have hypertension, irregular beating, and also heart not at peace, depression, anxiety here. Okay, people, liver, hepatitis A, B, C, cirrhosis, cancer. Some people breast cancer, just choose one area, neck pain, lower back, shoulder, stomach, lung, throat, some people eyes, ear, choose one area, that's it, one physical area. Close your eyes. See the calligraphy, yeah. The calligraphy is beside me. The other. Remember, you cannot access this one. And the Buddha, saints, divine, the star, galaxy, they have their job. It's just they create this one. When I apply, I request. I love that. Request them. Tao calligraphy source healing field. Open now. Yeah, music. This light comes to each of you for one area. You ask for shoulder, for knee, for lower back. Yeah. Yo, close eyes, watch inside. 5 minutes. Yo ya ya yo ya yo. This is a Tao song, not Chinese, not English. It's the I connect with the source, the voice. Whatever I do not prepare, whatever come out, it come out. It's called source voice. Carry the frequency, vibration, love, light, positive information, energy, matter. Just like a calligraphy, it's a portal. My song is a portal. I put the calligraphy and the song together to serve you 5 minutes for one area. Total relax. Anybody, you listen the show, you listen later, same thing, 5 minutes. Put your mind on one area of the body. You need healing and transformation. Tao calligraphy light comes in. Tao song light comes in. It could transform, remove the negative information, energy, matter. The pain, inflammation, tumor, cancer are not the positive. Negative one. How? Yo! Oh, yeah. Focus there. You, yeah, you, yeah. Hey, yeah, yo, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey ya yo yi, ya yi yo hey, ya hey, ya hey, ya hey. Light, 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 light. Tao source light, Tao source love, Tao source frequency vibration, Tao source positive information, energy, matter. Come to the area and wash away the blockages. Hey, 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 ya, ya, yo, hey. Ya hey, ya hey, ya hey, ya hey, ya hey, ya hey, ya hey. One more minute, music only. 亮，声音大一点。Like the dog calligraphy light, wash away the blockages for one area you requested. 声音大一点。好，好 told me it's wonderful. Slowly open your eyes. Dao calligraphy, light my start, and the Dao song. Little service, a few minutes. And how? Every Saturday at 10 to 11, I have 1,000 people worldwide. First time is free. Go to drsha.com, drsha.com. Letting me, this only 5 minutes. Then you imagine with this energy for 1 hour. That's why go to the Facebook drsha.com and like your the host, you just watch the stories. People's story on my report card. I don't want to see anything.
Yes. Action Tribe, we'll definitely have the link up in the show notes so that you can for yourself. During one of Dr. Shah's live events, which is available for free, like you mentioned, you can experience the healing because we all deserve healing and this is a great experience to be a part of. So Dr. Shah, thank you so much for sharing what you did and for this wonderful live demo. I'm still going to experience the feelings after the show as well. But I hope you enjoyed this episode, everyone, and you are now realizing that there's a flow in the universe that you can tap into when your energy is out of balance and stuck and stagnant. You don't feel good, and that feeling of disconnection, that leads to illness and disease. But if you change your perspective and you engage in the dance of life, then you notice that beauty is always around you and within you. And it all begins when you assume that miracles are possible. And that's probably why Albert Einstein once said, there are two ways to live your life. You can live as if nothing is a miracle, or you can live as if everything is a miracle. And it definitely is. So once again, thank you so much, Dr. Shah, for coming on our show. Before you go, tell us one thing that you are grateful for today, and how can we find you online?
Okay. I'm so grateful for the interview. Thank you so much for the opportunity. For every Monday, 2 to 3 p.m., I have a Facebook show. Then I have events like a host introduce, and also I have the book events and the Dao Light, Click the Light Massage, Dao Healing Hand, many other program. Just connect with drsha.com. Start from there. Thank you. I wish to serve you more. Thank you, our host.
Amazing. So Action Tribe, like I said, if you enjoyed this episode, then make sure that you take a screenshot of this episode and tag both me and Dr. Shah's Instagram channel. I'm at my7chakras, and you can easily find Dr. Shah on Instagram. He's got an amazing page, a lot of events going on there as well. And if you have any feedback, comments, questions about what you heard, or if you'd like to share something, my email is aj@my7chakras.com. aj@my7chakras.com. So Dr. Shah, once again, thank you for coming on our show, talking to us about so many different topics like Tao, calligraphy, healing hands, meditation, unconditional love, and all these different principles that make a world of our difference to our life. So thank you
so
much.
My great honor. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my seven chakras.com.